Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was pretty good at track, pretty bad at football. I spent most of my alleged high school football career in a cast, had casts on, I think 3 summers in a row, major knee problems. So much pain that I couldn't walk, quite frankly. I quit the football team. And it was very difficult because regardless of my ability, I loved the unity. I loved the work ethic. I love what it did for my spirit. It made me a better man. It just did. And I'll never forget a moment. This is a fact. When Rich Fitzgerald came to my house, I was in the backyard. I think I was painting a fence, trying to convince me to come back to the football team, not because I was any good, but because it had value to us, our friendship and team spirit and unity, and it made so much sense for us to keep us together during summers when I would run from my house to the Highland Park Reservoir, around it and back, which is over 7 miles, with Rich Fitzgerald. And here I am, an old guy, and I can still remember it in my mind's eye as if it were yesterday. Fitz joining me. It had a lot of value for us, did it not, Fitz?
Yeah, you're bringing back good memories, and what it did, it taught us discipline. I remember we would get these sheets from the coach, yep, and say, okay, you have to run so many miles, yep, or you have to do so many sprints, and we'd show up at each other's house, yep, and you know, every night after dinner, yep, you know, and do that. And it was kind of a planned thing to look forward to, and that's the thing with COVID that really I think we're missing.
Yes,
when
sir.
Kids or anybody just sits at home or whatever, isolated day after day, endless, that it's not ending. You need that thing to look forward to. And that's where I think sports, whether you play or whether you know you end up, the game gets canceled, I think even these practices and even this conditioning that these kids have been doing all summer has value. Sure, they don't know what's going to happen. We're all uncertain. There are going to be rules from the WPIL or whatever, but they're still together as a group, and that those relationships you form when you're 14, 15, 16, they matter.
So I would argue, and so would A.B. Schuneman, who was awesome, by the way. She's the WPIL.
The new director, sure.
She's,
yeah,
amazing.
Terrific.
She,
yeah,
said, without sports, it creates isolation, depression, anxiety, obesity, and social losses. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And that's why I think, and you know, I don't disagree with the governor much, but I thought the blanket where all sports got treated the same doesn't make sense. You have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Some of these sports, golf, cross-country,
tennis,
you can play them. And even some of the other, you know, there's probably even ways to do some of the other sports, that, like volleyball, in a safer manner if you keep certain people away. I think there are things that can still be done within the athletic realm that we can do. And that's where I think, you know, they got to be a little bit imaginative. You have to space people out. Now, one of the things that's going to matter is that the parents, nowadays, parents all want to be at the game.
Yes,
they want
sir.
To be filming everything.
Yes, sir.
And they're already kind of complaining about that. But I think there are ways to do it. I really do.
Hey, Fitz, she said that the governor's message was inconsistent, uncalculated, and unfair, saying we're told one thing on how to play the games, and then he says, let's shut everything down until January. Do you agree with her? Was he being unfair? Are they getting inconsistent messaging, sir?
Well, I think, again, he didn't make it a mandate. So he called it a recommendation. And again, I think the recommendation went a little too far. in that it treated all sports the same, because I think certain things can be done differently. I go back to, you know, cross country is a great lifelong thing where people run and they stay in shape. But some of these mega meets that they would have, where you bring, you know, 25 or 30 teams together all up at the Shenley Park or whatever, you probably can't have that type of mass coming together. But maybe you only have four or five teams running and spreading them out. So again, I think there are ways in which athletics and other activities as well. I would put the band in that. You know, some of these bands have, you know, a couple hundred kids. Well, maybe you have to break them up into three different bands, the yellow band, the red band, and the blue band or whatever, so that you can still have the great music program, but you don't bring hundreds of kids together into one room. You spread them out, and you still have the same activity. We just have to think of things differently during this pandemic. That's the challenge.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Hey, Fitz, how is going back to school and having lunch? Kids are going to have lunch. They're going to open their mouths and eat. How is that any different than having a meal at a restaurant where you're very, very, very concerned about folks eating inside? Kids are going to be doing it.
It is. Well, I think a lot of schools aren't going to have lunch in the cafeteria.
I didn't say that. They're going to sit in their classroom and eat with 20 kids.
Well, they're going to have to figure out a way to spread them out, I think, is the way you want to do it.
Same with the restaurant.
Well, in a restaurant, again, you want to spread them out. The biggest thing is to spread them out, try to keep the mask on.
But again, I've heard you say time and time again how volatile eating is, yet we're going to let all these kids, and by the way, I'm supportive of kids going back to school and having lunch. I think we've overreacted to extremes. I think there's such inconsistency in the messaging that no one knows what the hell to do, including yourself, because even you have to be confused by all the data and information, sir.
Well, look, the data sometimes changes on you, but yeah, there's a much difference than eating in school, where you bring your brown bag and you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a piece of fruit, and rather than when you go to a restaurant and you sit. And it's a lot of times for a restaurant, it's an experience. It's being there for an hour, conversing, enjoying a social atmosphere, as opposed to just, you know, eating to go ahead and refuel yourself. So again, I don't know how schools are going to do it, but I'm sure they're going to have some pretty strict guidelines as far as distancing, putting that mask back on. You don't have a server, which is one thing different than a restaurant versus, you know, you bring your lunch to school, than somebody who stands there and is taking an order from you or conversing with you without a mask on.
Fitz, the messaging is so convoluted. I kind of say if an athlete gets COVID, you send the athlete home, everybody gets tested, we move on. Blackhawk has one athlete, one in one sport positive, shuts everything down in every sport for 2 weeks. My man, you know, when school gets back, there are going to be kids that test positive. This could be a disaster when we start seeing numbers come in. Everybody's going to freak out, right?
Well, if you shut everything down because of one person testing positive, ultimately you're going to shut everything
down.
Yes,
sir. Exactly.
So there's got to be maybe plans to say, okay, if somebody does contract the virus, yes, they stay home. They stay home for the two-week period or whatever period that the medical professionals say, but that doesn't mean you don't have to, that everything else has to shut down. And I would say that for offices, I would say that just about every operation. You're just going to have people that get it, but that doesn't mean the whole, what about a job site, a construction site? We have 100 to 150 people working. If one person gets it, you shut it all down?
Right.
There's got to be some sort of reasonableness and expectation of how to deal with this.
Hey, and the testing sucks. I mean, let's just be honest, Fitz. Unless I can get a one-hour result, the rest of it sucks. We have wasted billions of dollars. So my wife gets a test, 14 days. My niece gets a test in New York, 16 days. That's a load of crap. That makes all of these tests irrelevant unless you can get it, the results, in an hour or in 24 hours, right?
Yes. You need to be able to get quick results to make good decisions, because if you're sitting there waiting for weeks, 2 weeks and longer, you shut your life down and wait and see. I mean, look at the other day when the governor of Ohio, now they were able to get two quick tests.
He was
supposed to meet with the president. Of course, anybody meets the president has got to get tested. Sure. They won't let anybody within 50 feet of the guy. So they run this test real quick. They say he tested positive. Well, there's been a high percentage of
false negatives.
False positives.
Yep, and positives.
And
yep.
False negatives. So then they test him again a day later, and it turns out he's negative. So then they got to test him a third time. You know what? Third time's a charm, and you know he tested negative. So, but had he had to wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks the way most people do,
that's right, sir.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hey Fitz.
I've been saying that for a long time.
You have. Fitz,
testing.
Fitz, unless they can get a test that I can get back in an hour, they should ban all testing. Because otherwise, it's a joke. It's irrelevant. Is it not, sir?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I still think it has some value because then you understand what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
You understand with hospitalizations and other things. It's just not as valuable as it would be if you had a 24-hour or 1 hour or whatever it might be result. There's no question.
One girl in our neighborhood is positive. The entire neighborhood is lining up for tests. I'm serious. One girl, I was never around. My wife was never around. My daughter was around for 20 minutes, separated. Now the entire family's getting tested. It's insane. And now we have to wait.
That's the thing about, you know, the panic that ensues.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Somebody on the street got it. Well, I didn't see that part. I've never been around.
Right.
Well, okay. You know, they should just stay in their house for a couple of weeks, and then they'll be, and especially if they're young, most likely they're going to be better. So,
I don't know, man. It
changes every day. Stay tuned.
It does, brother. Thanks, Fitz. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.